Hello guys, this is Doug. Do you want to visit Japan? I joined Couchsurfing as a host in Tokyo area, Japan, so far. In the future, I will do surfing all over the world. Today's guest is Abner and Ryan, comes from Kyoto? Sounds strange. How are you, Abner, Ryan?
We're good.
Good, excellent.
We are from close to Kyoto, we are from Israel.
Oh, very close.
Just next door.
This week we have a cherry blossom in Tokyo. It is 9 days earlier than average days of the blossom. How is it going in your country? And first of all, could you explain about you, your background, or how did you start this travel?
Should I start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so like we said, we're from Israel. But we're not the usual travelers, backpackers. Mm-hmm. Like 3 years ago, we started traveling while working. We are web designers. We work. We carry our work everywhere we go. So half of the time, maybe 6 hours every day, we need to work. So it changed a little bit the way we travel. We travel very, very slow. We don't like to do sightseeing so much, and then we stay for very long periods, and we were in where were we in the last?
We began 3 years ago.
3 years ago. Oh.
It was December 2009. We went to India.
What is the never go back to Israel?
We go back to Israel to visit, but
twice a year.
Twice a year. Oh, it's nice. Sounds nice. Yeah.
But we began in India, and then we visited Nepal, and then Europe.
It's kind of a holy place for backpackers.
Yeah,
I know.
Especially Israeli backpackers.
Yeah.
Actually, we are the first idea of doing this kind of life was in India when we were just traveling without working, and then we were in a really amazing place in India called Dharamsala, where the Dalai Lama is living. And then we were thinking...
Did you meet him?
No.
No. We just we had our own balcony, like a nice view in the mountains, and we were thinking, we can stay for a very long time if we bring our laptops here.
Are there Wi-Fi?
Yeah, there is Wi-Fi.
Really?
Yeah, there was Wi-Fi.
Not high in the mountains, but if you go down a little bit, then...
So this is where the idea began, and then we went back to Israel, and worked more in Israel, but after 3 years,
we made a whole plan about what we need to do in order to begin this. After 3 years, we started the trip.
We went back to India, this time with two laptops, and stayed there for like 6 months.
6 months in India?
Yeah, it was India and Nepal.
The only same place, same town?
No. Every 3 weeks.
Usually, if it's a nice place, we stay around 3 weeks. And. So this was the first time, and since then we were like in France and Italy. And
In Europe we stay even longer. We were 1 year in Italy, and we were 6 months in France.
Yeah, usually when it's possible, we like to live in a place, like to rent an apartment.
To get to know the people and the culture, and not just be like a tourist, but to really feel the place.
And after France, so the last, we can say the last trip is we went to Vietnam. For 3 months, and then Cambodia for 6 weeks, and then we decided to change the atmosphere completely.
Oh, I see.
And go to Japan, but then it meant that we need to change also our style of traveling because Japan is expensive, we cannot stay for a very long time. So then we became a little bit more regular,
average tourists.
So we were moving every 1 week or every 3 days we move.
I see.
Yeah.
But anyway, you have to work even during travel in Japan.
But we begin work, it's convenient because of the time difference.
Yeah,
for example, here when it's 5 o'clock in Japan, it's 10 o'clock in Israel, and our clients are just waking up, so it's convenient. We can do sightseeing all day.
Daytime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Only the night time.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's nice. Yeah. You feel you accomplished a lot before you even start working.
But sometimes there's also some not so nice parts when you're like in 1 a.m. you're really,
you're
really
so tired,
but you need to work and talk to clients. And
somebody wants to Skype and you just want to go to sleep.
I see.
But yeah, this is the way we live in the last 3 years.
I see. So may I ask about Japan? Your impression about Japan?
Where to begin?
Just from the last 6 days, right?
Yes.
We are super impressed with Japan.
But how do you think about accommodation in Japan?
So accommodation...
including couch surfing?
Your accommodation is amazing, but I think you ruined us for the future. Because now we started from the top, you know, the super nice host, the really nice house. And from now, you know, we will compare everyone to you and we will say, no, but with Tuck it was more fun.
Yeah. Is it easy to make a reservation for hotels or ryokan or guest house?
Usually, I think in Japan you need really in advance.
Yeah, it's difficult because you have to decide and you don't always know what you want to do and you need to book a place.
You usually book a place, or we're not booking at all and we just go to a place, or we book 2 days before.
Yeah, last minute.
And in Japan it's not working.
So we had to really change everything. And
especially in March, April, when spring is coming and the blossom, it's the high season.
Yeah, many places are booked. And
But we somehow we arranged, and also about couchsurfing, you need to be a little bit in advance, maybe 1 month before.
Because the guys get taken, like you have on your refrigerator a schedule for the next few months.
Yes, that's right. How about the food in Japan?
Incredible.
The food is the most amazing.
I don't know a place with such amazing food. It's
like go to Mars.
Mars?
To a different planet.
Or
maybe something from a different planet. Eat the first time banana or...
what I like is even you have fast food and simple places.
Yes.
But the food is so good. You know, in other countries it's difficult to... A fancy restaurant, you have good food almost everywhere. But here,
like a junk
it doesn't
food.
Matter where you go.
Usually the cheap food is junk food and it's not healthy and it's sometimes it's good, sometimes it's not so good.
It's
here it's always amazing, always cheap. That was a big surprise for me because
food is cheaper.
Even
Israel.
The sushi? I guess sushi is expensive in other than Japan.
But everything, not just sushi. Everything. Mm. Because
the,
if,
the
you
business
get,
lunch,
if you get in $5 business lunch for, per person,
a set menu,
you cannot get it in Europe.
Or in Israel, it's also the taste is amazing, also it's cheaper, and for us it's always a new experience.
And a huge variety, we taste many things.
Sometimes you don't know what you're eating, it's just, you know it's good, you love it, but you
know how it looks because of the pictures, which is also really, really nice that you have the pictures of the food.
The only thing is, we are vegetarians, so sometimes it's a little bit difficult to...
But easier than we thought. We thought it's going to be really difficult.
Because
we read blogs about... different couples that were always also vegetarians, and they said no, we need to cook only to cook.
But we are flexible. If by mistake a little bit of fish gets into our food, it's okay. We don't start.
We don't make scenes. We don't make a scene.
No, so far it's been very good.
And also, I thought you a nice gesture.
What to say?
So if any future couch surfer wants to get vegetarian food, you kind of. Point your hands towards yourself and say vegetarian.
Vegetarian, the word itself already comes to Japanese.
Yeah, people
Everybody
understand
knows
it.
About that, yes.
Even people who don't speak any English, you say vegetarian, they understand you. It's nice.
Which is different what I read before. Maybe I read some old stuff because I read about the concept of vegetarian in Japan. It's like people think it's weird.
You can say tofu also, they know. And
But it's not very common for them, I think. They're a little bit surprised.
They still think it's strange.
Yeah.
They look laugh. They give us the food, but they laugh.
They think they're a little bit strange, these weird people.
Yeah.
These foreigners.
These foreigners.
For example, gave you the fast food, natto.
Yeah,
most of the foreigner doesn't try it.
Which is a bean, like a very stringy bean.
Stringy.
No, it's interesting. We like it because we eat a lot of legumes, all kinds of lentils and beans, so we like the whole family of that it comes from.
But it's, yeah, it's acquired taste.
Oh, I see.
Some people may not like it right away, especially the texture, you know, some people don't like gooey.
But it's recommended to take pictures, close up of somebody.
You can see some string.
Yeah.
And if you don't know how to eat it in the beginning, ask Tuck, he will demonstrate.
He
has a very good system.
But I can't demonstrate about cucumber.
If you want to give a present to Tuck, you can bring him a big cucumber.
No. It's okay to have a watermelon. It's a kind of big cucumber.
Yeah, but
fussy
a little more
cucumber. what is your most favorite food in Japan?
Ah, wow, that's a hard one.
I can say mine. It's a dessert. Yeah. It's called taiyaki.
Taiyaki?
Yeah,
what is that?
It's a baked kind of cookie on the outside, and inside there is a bean paste, sweet bean paste.
But the most important thing is the shape, which is usually a fish.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You see a really nice fish, brown cookie.
You can smell it. You walk down the street and you smell something similar to waffle or pancake.
Oh, yes.
And you say, I think it's this, and you follow the smell.
Thai means red snapper, the kind of fish. The shape comes from red snapper.
And you should share your theory that yaki, everything in Japanese.
Some other foreigners said, visitors said, in Japan, if there are some words you find in the name of dishes, yaki, every dish must be delicious.
Yeah, so far it's true.
Yeah, like, we continue to
taiyaki, takoyaki, yaki soba, okonomiyaki.
Today we had a good okonomiyaki.
Yeah. And the cherry blossom.
Yeah.
So, what is the next? How about traffic?
We don't know.
We can talk about transportation.
Yeah,
so...
The system here, it's really good. It's kind of expensive a little
bit. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
But
because it costs
the way it works...
1,000 yen to get to the center.
Yeah, you can go really easily. And you can also ask, always, there is the person who's in charge.
The information.
The information. You can ask them and they write you really nice on a paper where to go and what to do.
And also the Japanese that we asked, they were super helpful. They were really... Yeah. Every time we were lost, they come with you to the train, they point to the signs, and one guy even led us when we came to meet you. He gave us his phone.
Oh, yes.
And he connected us to the internet. He was really nice.
He told me in Japanese, "Do you have a guest from New Zealand?"
Israel sounds like Israel.
I said no.
No, it must be a mistake. It's a mistake.
I'm
goodbye.
Sorry, don't call me.
Maybe for a Japanese guy. New Zealand, Israel sounds like New Zealand.
Israel, New Zealand.
Yeah, it's all of these foreigners who sounds the same.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
These redhead people. Mm.
Yeah.
So, next two topics, how about the telecommunication, like internet, telephone?
I don't know.
The internet at your place is great, but we noticed that there's not Wi-Fi available as much as
for free,
we would like. You always need a password and you have trouble connecting.
Where
we came from, Cambodia, Vietnam, it was much more available.
When you purchase a coffee at a coffee shop, they gave me your password.
Yeah.
You mean like Starbucks or maybe. What else?
So be careful. Wi-Fi is so many available in the town area, but it's not free. Another thing, how do you think about the climate temperature in heat Japan this season, March?
It's nice. In the beginning when we first arrived, it was a little bit cold.
Yeah.
But the past few days have been beautiful, perfect weather for walking around, and really nice with the blossoms and everything. Yeah. Really good weather. We're happy we waited. A little bit. We stayed the winter in Southeast Asia, and we came to Japan, perfect timing, in the spring.
I see. So any other things about shopping?
I think Tokyo, it's one of the best
really
cities
cool
in the
place,
world to do shopping.
Really?
Many second-hand shops, vintage shops.
Second shop, I see.
All kinds, but not also...
Sankyu Mart?
Yes.
Everything is 390 yen.
Yeah. No, but I think in general, because I think Japanese are crazy about shopping.
Yes,
and also
that's right.
Very nice fashion.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
and good quality stuff. And the most surprising thing is, a lot of sales and good prices.
Good prices.
So I think people who likes to, especially about clothes, if you like clothes,
you should come with an empty bag and fill it up in Tokyo.
Yeah, I didn't know. I imagined like Tokyo like a very expensive city.
Yeah, kind of.
And it's really not. Only maybe transportation. That's it.
Oh, I see.
And we don't know. Maybe also accommodation.
Accommodation,
but
we're very lucky with couch surfing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it about shopping. Did you shop, purchase anything in Japan?
I bought this
two sweaters.
And this
listener cannot see this.
Yeah, you think it's beautiful, huh? It's nice, no?
Yeah, don't you? You like it?
I see.
No, it's not so nice.
It doesn't look good on you.
Next topic. How about fun? Like a sightseeing, visit anywhere? Where did you recommend? In your first experience in Japan, only 6 days.
So we've been only in Tokyo, but
most of the places we went were really nice.
Koenji. We started from there.
The market in Asakusa was nice.
We call it Nakamise market.
Nakamise.
Did you eat something?
And the girls, the girls' place. The teens.
Takeshita Dori.
That's very interesting to if you are interested in pop culture. To see all these 16 years old really
eating crepes and buying clothes.
Yeah,
it's really fun.
And saying what do they say always?
Like
cool.
How do you say cool?
Kakoi.
Kakoi.
How the girls saying?
Kawaii.
So sweet, so cute.
If you see the cute, please say to the dog owner, "Oh, kawaii."
Why?
The owner must be happy.
Yeah.
Ah, it's more popular there.
Say kawaii for the dogs.
For the dogs.
Yeah.
Okay, because we will do this.
Because that's not the dogs for. The owner.
But we have a recommendation about the we didn't buy it yet, we hope to buy it, but the train, the five
the
pass.
Shaisun,
this is a very good tip.
Shaisun Kipu?
Seishun 18 ticket.
So there's a cheap ticket.
But it's not relevant for everybody, you can only purchase it until March 31st.
Yes, that's right.
So if there's 3 dates a year though, right? Every
three times a year
that you can purchase it if you happen to fall
holiday,
on those dates.
Winter holiday and springtime.
Yeah.
So if in your
it's an amazing
dates,
deal. It's, we said 112.
11200 yen.
Yeah.
For five days.
Yes. 5 days of traveling.
Yeah.
Also, and not consecutive. You can choose 5 days.
Which 5 days.
Yeah. Of course, also you can share, not just the 5 days for one people.
Yeah, it's
you
true.
Can
five
use
people
that.
Can use it one day.
Yes, that's right.
It's really nice.
Flexible.
Yeah, it's flexible. But it's the slow trains.
Yeah, so you have to have no express.
Yeah, so if you want to take the Shinkansen.
But slow in Japan, it's all relative, you know? Slow in Japan is very fast in India.
Anyway, it takes, I guess, 15 hours from Tokyo to Osaka.
It's not so bad.
We have the time.
You have to change the train so often, maybe 5 or 6 times.
You can get lost like this, huh?
I have experience to go to Osaka from Tokyo.
You took this
Seishun 18 ticket.
5 or 6 times you need to switch?
Yes, that's right. Then, if there is
a time...
So you
cannot go to sleep?
No, if there is a time, we can go out from the station. Then purchase and drink, eat something special in
and
local
take the
area.
Next train?
Yeah, take a train again.
Because it's for 24 hours, you have the ticket.
It's very nice.
Yeah, first of all, I took the train start at midnight.
It's
to
midnight
save
the time.
To
midnight.
Yeah.
The day
that's
use
very
it.
Nice.
Yeah, it's cool.
So, any other fun? Where did you visit? I don't know, Asakusa, Harajuku.
And Koenji.
Koenji.
Today we went to the palace.
Emperor's Palace.
Emperor's Palace, really nice. Nice parks and beautiful trees. And where else did we visit? We spent some time in Soka. Which is a cool place, actually.
You spent one day for
one
Soka?
One day in Soka.
It's a few hours.
Yeah, because we woke up late and we had to get back early for work.
Where did you go in Soka?
Yeah, so we started to walk towards the train station.
We just did some shopping.
And then we went west. At some point we took a left. And we really enjoyed even walking through the neighborhoods.
It's very interesting to see. I really enjoy to see architecture. So just to see a normal house that you say is boring for us.
You might not even notice, but we stop and look and make
because
comments.
It's very different from anywhere we know. The way the house look. And not the big houses in the middle of Tokyo, because this you can see in many places in the world, but just the way a normal house, a small house.
The Japanese aesthetics, it's like small, but the details
The tiles are very different.
Tiles on the wall?
Yeah, on the outside of the wall.
And different materials. Every house uses some use bricks, some use tiles, some wood.
Recently, we use looks tile, but that's not the real tile.
What is
it's
it?
It's just the it's outside?
That's a board.
A board?
Fake board. Looks like tile, but much lighter than tile.
Do the Japanese ever build from wood?
I think so.
Yeah, it's common. Do you have many trees in Japan?
But I think even the house in US, most of the house made by wood.
Yeah, in the US.
Oh, this house is a iron pile, like this.
Iron?
Yeah. Very reliable. It's okay to against the earthquake.
So what do you recommend when earthquake comes?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's like a guide for a couch surfing in an earthquake.
I think 2 days ago we had an earthquake here.
A small one?
Not the smallest, but yeah.
When?
2 days ago?
We didn't know this.
We didn't feel it.
Really? In the early morning, like 4 a.m.
We were sleeping.
We were deeply sleeping.
Deeply sleeping.
Yeah.
It's like a baby when you shake a baby.
It's happy for you.
Yeah, we just turned sides and continued sleeping.
Actually, do you have experience to have an earthquake in another place?
Just a small one.
Small ones in Israel. I never felt it. Always people in Israel, say there was an earthquake today and I always miss it.
There is, it's not like Japan at all, but there is the Dead Sea, which is very low. So it's a center of the African, how do you say, the Syrian-African...
Split
of the... So it's also a place that sometimes there are earthquakes. But not like Japan.
Oh, I see. So, next subject.
So we got to earthquake somehow. It's very important for couchsurfing.
Yeah, it's okay to have a small earthquake as experience, but
a big one is less recommended.
Yeah, no recommend. Then back to another question. Next question, So, do you have any advice for next couchsurfer?
Advice. Put a smiling picture in couchsurfing.
Yes.
Yeah, smiling picture and give, add as many pictures as you can.
Yeah, maybe give a present to the person who hosts you. It's a nice because
alcohol is very good, especially for duck.
Yeah. Only for me.
And
no, in general.
But
especially for you.
But advice for you, maybe you should write that you really like alcohol in the profile. And then you get many presents.
Everybody will send you alcohol.
I saw a few profiles that people said, I like to drink so much, I love drinking.
Really?
So maybe some people said, maybe I won't go to this place. Maybe it's... Not for us.
Post a picture, I'm drinking on the couchsurfing place. Did you see that?
No.
My face... I keep the big jug for beer. That's it. Any message announcement? Maybe that's it. Let's finish the interview today. Who is the person sent podcasting today? This is Tak. I like open car driving.
And I'm Avner, and I'm a digital gypsy. And this is Lian. She's really nice, and she's redhead.
I see. Thank you for your guys. And dear listener, please send us your email of your impression, comments, requests, and questions. It makes me super genki. Then I can continue the podcasting. Email address is csoka@gmail.com. CSSOKA@gmail.com.
www.surfers.com. It is on the blog also. Who is the next surfer and where they come from? See you until next time. Bye bye.
Bye
bye.
That's it.